This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
With everything going on in the ag economy right now, the export sales have taken a back seat. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said it was a decent week for export sales, but nothing crazy happened.
There were decent sales for corn and beans, just over 1 million tons of corn sold, all in the old crop. On the bean side of things, about 340,000 tons. That was inside the range of estimates. There were some very minor new crop cancellations, but nothing that would raise any red flags. So as far as trade war and tariffs and all that stuff, nothing has been kind of noted as far as issues as we kind of gear up for next Wednesday's tariff situation.
Since the quarterly grain stocks report, which will be released on Monday, is concerned with old crop corn and soybeans, McBride said there will likely be just slight adjustments, if anything.
It's more of a, this is how big the pile is. We have an idea of what the overall usage per quarter should be. So nobody's really reaching out and saying it's got to be significantly higher or significantly lower when it comes to the corn and bean side of things. It'll just be adjustments that get made when we get the numbers saying, okay, this number was quite a bit higher, quite a bit lower, and this is where we would make the adjustment. On the next WASD report, which will be on April 10th, we'll talk about the exports, or we're talking about feed usage or ethanol or crush or any of that kind of stuff, just to get a better explanation of why the number was either higher or lower than expected.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.